today, where we are, Darnold, he was the top guy coming in, and I'm sticking with Darnold. I'm going down with that ship. Plenty of things he needs to work on, but I think Darnold's number one. Right now I have Mayfield two, Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma, Josh Rosen, UCLA three, Lamar Jackson four, and then Josh Allen five from Wyoming.
All right, and it seems like for the Browns right now, the only names when we talk to people here on CBD around the league that we hear linked to the Browns at number one so far for us anyway, it has been your top two. It's either Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield, who are widely different as prospects. Yep. Let's start with Darnold. What do you like about him as a prospect?
And that's the great thing about those five names that we mentioned. There's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
The skill sets are so different, and that's why this combine is going to be so important. For the Browns to really dive into these guys, they've seen the tape, you know, but now they have a chance one-on-one, find out who the person is, find out how much do they know? You know, how much does that match the tape? With Sam, it's unfortunate he's not going to throw here.
Why do you think he's not throwing?
I think it's because he's working on his mechanics, the lower body mechanics. That's the biggest thing for him. A lot of times when you watch his tape and the interceptions, the inaccurate throws downfield, is because his base wasn't set. And I think that's what he's been working on the most this pre-draft process. I think he's not ready to unleash that yet. And, you know, we can go over the large number of names that have come to the combine, not thrown.
Sure.
Still top picks, still playing in the NFL just fine. So it's not a big deal. A little unfortunate because the other quarterbacks are going to throw. But he'll throw at his pro day. And I think more important than the pro day will be the private workouts, which I think is a fair assumption to say the Browns will have a private workout with Sam Darnold. And that how that goes will be far more important than anything at the pro day. So, but with Sam, I think here he's going to show the intangibles. And the quarterback position is very much an intangible position. Can you be a leader of men? Can you be a guy that the team looks to in the huddle and they understand that this guy's going to lead us down the field? And I think that's what's so special about Sam Darnold as a player on the field. He's got everything you want. I think he has a lot of the baseline traits that I'm looking for in a quarterback. He can anticipate passing windows. His ability to maneuver with his athleticism outside of structure, deal with pressure, that what he shows at only 20 years old is really impressive. And then just the overall mental battle that it takes at the quarterback position. I think he's really impressive in that regard for such a young player. So I think for those – now, he needs to work on a lot of things. The turnovers, they have to get better. The fumbles, eager to see what he comes in at size-wise. Not too worried about that. Does he have some smaller hands? Is that – factor in with the fumbles, but overall, if I'm betting on a quarterback for the next, you know, 5 years from now, when we look back at this draft class, I'm going to go with Sam Darnold, at least right now where we are in the process.
Baker Mayfield, a guy that has, you know, a lot of buzz around him. Obviously, he's accurate. He was very productive in college, high completion percentage, took care of the football, made a ton of plays. Size is a little bit of an issue. Mm-hmm. Off the field, maybe a little bit of an issue. But there seem to be a large contingent of people that think he is the best quarterback prospect in this draft. What is it about that makes Baker Mayfield so special?
And I think it's his accuracy downfield. You watch, and you know, we'll talk about the Big 12 and, you know, the passing offense that he came from. But you're seeing these throws that he makes down the seam, and that would be complete in the SEC. It'd be complete in any conference you're talking about. So the Big 12, the offense that he comes from, it does factor in, but he's still an accurate quarterback. And, you know, we hear a lot about the Johnny Manziel comparisons and all that. And the biggest – I think a lot of people were burned by Manziel, and so they're kind of overcompensating
sure.
with Mayfield. And the big difference between the two is with – Manziel, you just got a feeling that he was entitled. With Mayfield, does he need to mature? Yes. But you get a feeling that it's a competitive motivation with him. You know, does he need to dial it back some? Sure, absolutely. Does he need to mature as a quarterback? Yeah, he does. But as a quarterback on the field, you see a lot of things that translate to the next level. I think there is some concern about the offense that he comes from at Oklahoma, the way the offense was set up for him. Off-field, you know, it's something that you're not scared off by him, but it's something you need to address with him. The interview process will be huge for him.
Yep.
The Senior Bowl, he went through some of that, but here at the Combine, chance to sit down with the coaches, the general managers, talk about the whiteboard, you know, X's and O's, talk about the tape. You know, what are you seeing here? What coverages are you looking for? You know, what were your progressions? Just to see on tape to see if it matches up with what he's seeing. So big week for Baker, but I think more so for the interviews than anything else.
Let's talk about Josh Rosen, because he's got the size that you look for in terms of his height. He's got the arm, accurate at all levels. People say the best natural thrower in this draft.
It's pretty.
Yet he's not the number one prospect, and why is that?
Well, Josh Rosen, the conversation with him is such a loaded conversation because, yeah, he is probably the best pure pocket passer. There's a lot of things you watch with him and you say, that looks like Matt Ryan right there. That looks like Eli Manning. I mean, guys that are proven pocket passers in this league, and Josh shows a lot of that. But when you break down the tape, and he's probably one of the best middle-of-the-field throwers that I've ever scouted. He's really good over the middle of the field. Down the field, when he has to deal with pressure, that's where you see the decision-making, the accuracy kind of falling off. So I worry about just the functional athleticism to extend plays.
Yep.
And then make plays outside of structure. That's something that makes Sam Darnold so good. That's where Josh Rosen struggles a little bit. And then you talk about the off-field. And it's something that, look, I've never talked to Josh Rosen face-to-face. A lot of people haven't, that when we talk about the draft. Teams, we talked about how important Baker Mayfield in the interview process will be. Same with Josh Rosen. It's going to be huge this week to find out about him, the person. A lot of questions about entitlement, how much football passion, does he love the game? And it's going to be questions he has to have answers to. And if I'm a general manager, I'm going to push him a little bit. I'm going to challenge him. I'm going to make him convince me that, yes, I love this game. Yes, I want to be your quarterback. And hopefully he can respond that way, because a lot of people doubt that. I talked to one general manager at the Senior Bowl who I asked him about Rosen, and he told me whenever you're in a room with Josh Rosen, he automatically assumes he's the smartest person in there. That's just kind of the way he's wired. And that type of arrogance, I'm not going to lie, you kind of want that from a quarterback, but not if it rubs people the wrong way.
Right.
Not if you go into the locker room and you don't have the respect of your teammates, especially the veterans. If the coaches are trying to teach you something and you think there's a better way of doing things, he's not going to be for everybody. So it's going to be fascinating with Josh Rosen. Not everybody's going to have him on the draft board. But you know what? If he nails the interviews, absolutely, he should be in consideration. The Browns need to do a lot of homework on him to figure out if he could be the guy.
How important are the medicals for Josh Rosen? Because there seems to be concern about his ability. If you're going to draft the guy that high, he's supposed to play 16 games for you year after year after year, and that seems to be an issue for Josh Rosen.
Missed half of last year, the second half, with a slight tear in his throwing shoulder. So check on that. And then two concussions this past year. Missed some time with that. So absolutely, that's part of, that's a big reason why we're all here. That's why the combine exists, is the medicals. A chance for all the prospects to come here and, MRIs, get through the training staff. And it's something that's an important part of it. Especially with Rosen, who's not the most athletic guy. He's not, and you look at his frame, he's tall, but it's a little slight. Yeah, and so he doesn't have the most body armor on his frame, so we withstand that type of punishment of a Big Ben or a guy like that. So that's absolutely a big part of his draft evaluation, is getting a clean bill of health from the trainers and the medical staff.
By the way, I like that you think Lamar Jackson's a quarterback. I know that there's, for some reason, controversy about this.
The guys, shouldn't be.
There shouldn't be, right, obviously. Lamar Jackson, what does he need to do to be a first-round pick? Because there are a lot of people that certainly think he can be a first-round pick in this draft.
Well, he's a first-round athlete. I don't think there's any question about that. He's a special, special athlete. And the big question will be, I guess the trouble I have with him is when you watch his tape, you get excited a lot of times, but usually it's when he's using his legs.
Uh-huh.
And it's not to say he's a bad passer. He's just undeveloped right now.
But talented. He's got a very strong arm.
Oh, a flick of the wrist. Easy
Mike
arm
Vick.
Strength. Yeah, it's a right-handed Mike Vick. I think that's when you project him out, that's what you think he can be in the league. And so if, you have to change your offense a little bit for him. You have to kind of utilize that athleticism. So you include some RPOs. You include some zone plays where he's going to be able to use that athleticism that he has. I'm eager to see what he weighs in at. Is he 210 pounds? Is he 215? He doesn't look, he's very slim. He doesn't have the biggest build. And to his credit, he stayed healthy at Louisville, taking all those hits. But NFL, taking hits in the NFL is a different story. We'll see what he weighs in at. Another guy that doesn't have the most body armor on his frame. Accuracy downfield, decision making downfield. Can he develop in those two areas? Never thrown over 60% completions in any of his 3 years at Louisville.
Did improve all 3 years, but
he
never
incrementally improved. And he came close this past year. some of the production that he has is unreal. I mean, he's the first underclassman to throw for over 7,000 passing yards and rush for over 3,000 rush. I mean, just unbelievable some of the numbers that he put up. But when he goes to the NFL, athleticism's great, but what's going to matter is his development as a passer. Yep. And if a team believes in that, then he's going to go high. He's the wild card of this draft. I mean, I think we think the four quarterbacks are going to go in the top 20, top 15 probably. And then it's that fifth quarterback, Lamar Jackson. He could go top 15. I could easily see it. I could also see him fall into the late first, even the early second round, just because a team has to fully buy in to who he is as a quarterback. And are you going to adjust your offense to fit, which I think is absolutely it's possible. I mean, look what the Houston did last year with Deshaun Watson. A team could do that with Lamar Jackson. So this year, this week in the combine, we're big for him, first with the measurements, and then we expect him to perform well in the agility and the position drills. How he throws will be important as well.
All right, let's talk about Josh Allen briefly. Who did you like better as a prospect or grade higher, Josh Allen or Deshaun Kizer?
They're similar in ways. I think with Josh Allen, he's just more special from a physical standpoint. Okay. You know, he's scouting catnip. That's how I describe him, because has the size, he has the athleticism, he has the arm, and he's a high character kid. You know, you talk to him and you feel comfortable with him as a person. You think he's going to work hard. If he doesn't pan out, it won't be for lack of effort. You get that vibe from him. So there's a lot to like about Josh Allen. He's just so undeveloped in several of the key areas that it takes to play this position at a high level. So if I'm drafting Josh Allen, I feel like he needs to be sitting on a bench for at least his rookie season, and then you go from there. He just needs a lot of work. You need to kind of rebuild everything, but you get excited about the traits. And what's the value on that? Do you feel comfortable drafting a high traits, high potential, high risk, high reward type of guy in the top 20? I think some team will. But if I'm picking number one, I'm not taking Josh Allen.